the Harvard Institute of Politics, the Kennedy School, puts on this program every 2 years, and they invite elected mayors, newly elected mayors from across the country to come and hear from mayors from across the country and from some of the best minds who are working on these issues at the Kennedy School about what to expect, about ideas for addressing the challenges that many of the mayors are experiencing, and to really have an opportunity to get to know one another and build a network of other mayors from, you know, municipalities that, again, span from Fairbanks, Alaska to, you know, St. Petersburg, Florida.
This week, word came from Detroit that a judge will allow the city to move ahead with bankruptcy, the largest city bankruptcy in U.S. history. Did that come up? And what are the thoughts, your thoughts on Detroit and the thoughts of the other mayors?
Well, there has been a lot of talk about the need for economic development in our cities and the challenges that our cities face. But it's really been very interesting to hear from other mayors about the innovative things that they are doing in order to really get a better understanding of what it costs to run their operations. And there really is a feeling of hopefulness here. Many of the cities are in really good shape. There are other cities that are struggling, but the theme has really been that most of these cities are very far away from the problem that Detroit has. But we have talked a little bit about some decisions that were made decades ago in Detroit that, you know, had they been made differently, might have resulted in a different outcome. And so, you know, we are using it as a model for learning about what we can do differently.
What will you bring back from Harvard to Albany that you perhaps didn't know when you left?
Certainly, I'll be bringing back a network of mayors that I can reach out to and talk to. The mayor from Gary, Indiana, is here and gave a great presentation about the challenges that she faced in a city that had high levels of vacant and abandoned buildings and the partnerships that she was able to develop regionally and with the state. So there is definitely a lot to learn there. But there is just such a wealth of information that we're receiving. It's a bit overwhelming, but we have great resources. One of the things that was talked about was, what do you do in an emergency? And that was a really very, very informative session by the mayor of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, who suffered from a devastating F5 tornado that destroyed 12% of that city, including their emergency management center, a fire station, and the headquarters for the American Red Cross, all in a matter of minutes, wiped out. And what do you do in that sort of scenario?
Have you decided, after you're sworn in, what your first official act will be as mayor?
Well, you know, we have a significant structural deficit, and we need to be able to get ourselves on a path to financial sustainability so that we can really do all of the great things that I know that we can do in our city. We have some exciting projects that are on the drawing board for the city. We have a lot of momentum around moving the city forward. But for me, it's really getting our arms around, how do we make sure that we put ourselves on a path to financial sustainability so that we don't have to have unnecessary cuts or reductions in services for our residents?